This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing.
A new long-term partnership with Catalent Biologics will allow Zolgensma's developer AveXis to increase production and gain access to further technical expertise. In late May, Zolgensma was approved by the US FDA to treat pre-symptomatic infants up to 2 with any type of SMA. This disease is caused by mutations in the SMN1 gene. This leads to low levels of SMN protein in specialized cells called motor neurons. Zolgensma is a one-time treatment that provides a normal copy of SMN1, and this enables protein production in these nerve cells. The functional gene is delivered in a harmless viral vector called AAV9 via an IV. AveXis is now a subsidiary of Novartis. As a partner with Catalent, they'll have a dedicated space at a commercial manufacturing center located near the Baltimore-Washington International Airport. Along with access to Catalent's gene therapy development and manufacturing expertise, this additional capacity will enable a secure market supply of Zolgensma. It will also support the clinical supply of other viral therapies that are being developed by AveXis, and this will come as a great service to the SMA community. They'll focus on newer technologies such as viral vectors, next-generation vaccines, and cancer immunotherapies. The company reports that it has completed more than 100 clinical good manufacturing practices across 40 programs since 2016. The president of Catalent said they are honored to be a partner in this transformational journey. AveXis and Novartis previously announced the purchase of a production facility in Longmont, Colorado. Also, they are opening and expanding manufacturing plants in California, Illinois, and North Carolina.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Hey everyone, and happy Friday. Here are some of the topics currently trending in the SMA News Today forums. First off, in the Adults with SMA forum, I talk about the importance of getting a good night's sleep and how to overcome SMA-related obstacles to sleep. Then in the SMA News Today YouTube channel forum, Michael Morales' latest video is about working with physical therapy students, and he shares his experiences in this area. Finally, in the Assistive Technology and Equipment forum, Ryan Berhar talks about looking for specialized equipment so that he can continue to play video games. If you're interested in any of these topics, or you have some of your own you would like to share, please join us and register today for the SMA News Today forums. We would love to connect with you and hear about your experiences. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morales, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.